feet.
Then if it were farther than that, you'd say, oh, it's a long
good way. It's a good way or a long, long way.
All right. Talking about something that's not hard to find, you can say, you can find that.
I'm sure. Easy, or it's not hard to find, it's easy to find.
You can find that
any place.
If a person is sitting in a chair and all of a sudden he's leaning back in the chair, you know, and he falls this way, you say he fell.
He fell backwards.
All right, or he fell.
Fell forward.
If someone accidentally broke something that you had in your house, to make them feel better, you might say to them,
"Oh, that's all right.
I didn't like it."
No, I didn't like it. It won't be missed.
Would you say, "I didn't like it anyway"? I didn't like it.
Yeah, I didn't like it anyway. Something like that.
All right. If a little boy is bad when he grows up, you might make a remark about a little boy who's very bad, and you'll say,
"Oh, he'll outgrow that."
Well, talking about maybe he's going to turn into a juvenile delinquent or something.
Yeah.
You might say, "That little boy, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble." Would you say he'll more than likely have trouble? He'll have his trouble like as not. He'll have his trouble apt as not.
And his mother will have trouble with him. He's going to be a troublesome boy.
I'm talking about the expression, really, though. Like as not, or apt as not, or would you
probably
say more
likely? Yeah, apt to be grow up to be a bad boy.
He'll be apt to be a
bad boy. Yeah, be apt. That apt means bad, I suppose.
In that context, though, would it be more probable that you might say he'll be more likely to do something?
Yeah, you could say that, be more likely. That'd mean he could be, I imagine, that more than likely. That he could be a bad boy, more than likely be a bad boy. It's my opinion, you see, he'll be more than likely.
Now, if you said he'll be more likely to be a bad boy, or he'll be apt to be a bad boy, would that mean the same thing?
Yeah, I think it would.
All right, fine. That's a hard question to ask, you know, to get somebody to say, because it's kind of hard to phrase.
A lot of them is really silly when you don't know what you're trying to get up.
Yeah.
To me, sitting here, a lot of them questions just...
Well, read on your paper.
But while I know.
Well, if
but
you kind of keep,
knows,
if you kind of keep a few of them in your mind, I'll explain to you later.
You see,
you know, what I'm looking
know,
for.
I know what
points.
You're doing, but just all can, you know, you're
asking. Need time to read.
Some of them do sound really either
but
silly
know,
or
I know
simple.
They're not what you want to get up, what you want to be. How they say that word in this locality, this section of the country.
Or how what would be the expression they'd be more
right.
likely to use.
I know what you worked at, but it do sound silly.
No. I know. Do I know.
They sound so simple, a lot of them do.
Mm-hmm. But to me, they sound especially simple because being raised in the South,
well,
I've heard anything
else. They will seem bad to me because we use an everyday word that way. We use all these kind of words in everyday life.
I never thought about most of these till I started doing the interview.
No,
the
I
words
never
I
either.
Use every day.
That's right. We use it in everyday life.
The trenches that a plow cuts are fur.
The trenches that a plow cuts?
Uh-huh, they're
called furs.
This year we raised a big of wheat, a big...
Big crop of wheat.
If you have gotten rid of the shrubs and the trees on a piece of land that you're going to plant on, you say, we
cleared up the land and got it ready for planting.
If you have cut or mowed clover and grass one time and you go back and do it again, this would be the
second crop.
Mm-hmm. If they mow wheat, they gather it together into, you don't know about that. You ever hear it called a sheaf or a bundle?
Yeah, I've heard it called bundles of wheat.
All right. There's something they sometimes gather wheat and corn into. If they take the sheaves of corn or the bundles and form them into something. Does that remind
bundles?
You?
Bundles?
No. If they took the bundles, would they ever make it into a shock?
Yeah, they shock the corn, you know. I wish you'd go down, my daddy'd say, and cut several rows of that corn and shock it up for me. You'd